come on. You could have talked about it even if Cindy hadn't. Because if it's something you like, it's a, you know, there's like 50 billion other of those reality TV watchers who watched it too, and they just don't want to admit it. You know, Big Fatty watched the Grumpy Cat Christmas movie, you know, in between Shark Tank and Dancing with the Stars and, you know, and The Survivor. And he just didn't want to admit it.
Oh, my God. You're so cute.
Oh, come on. Poodlewick Noodle would totally watch that movie just because it's about a kitty. All right. So what else did you watch?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Shark Tank and Dancing with the Stars and, you know, and The Survivor.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1850 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 25th of February, 2015. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, it's gonna be a voice letter palooza. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie. Hello, Big Fatty. You have fucked it up. It's true. Hello, Carolus. Big Fatty, it's too early, y'all. You're Carolus today because, y'all, today, the 25th of February, y'all, it's only 10 months until Grandma. Y'all, I can't believe that 2 months, 2 months of this year has already gone. Y'all, that's almost, that's all, nearing 20% of the year is almost... It's almost behind this Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, I'm just telling you, the time flies when you're having fun. Big Fatty, are we having fun? Well, we're having fun if your idea of fun is packing boxes and throwing shit out. Oh, well then, Big Fatty, we are having buttloads of fun. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, last time we was over here at Spotting Big Fatty, we had that vulgar picture. Y'all, it was so vulgar that it was ruined. It was, it wasn't eligible for viewing. And, you know, that was from that Veritable Virgo. Big Fatty, we love the vulgar ones from Veritable Virgo. It's true. Y'all, our next one, y'all, we're getting close to the VD submissions. Big Fatty, it's a good thing. Y'all, Patrick Plain from up there in the New York City. New York City? Yeah, he was the birthday boy on Monday. Y'all, he has spotted Big Fatty, and it says Patrick Plain spotted Big Fatty at New York's Fashion Week. Big Fatty, it looks like you're wearing I don't know what it is. It looks like something Miss Beaver would have found you wearing. It's true. It looks like big old testicles or something. And y'all, Miss Bacon has spotted Squeaky Kitty again under the bench. Big Fatty, we've already seen that one. I know, but I'm not quite sure. And y'all, Patrick Plain has spotted Big Fatty again at New York Fashion Week. Big Fatty, it looks like a big old thing.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Ed from It's All About Me. I have been wanting to call you for a while since Super Bowl to say I am so honored and proud to be the number 3 fan of 2015 for the BFO. I was going to call sooner. I didn't want to step on anyone's toes if Trucker Alex, the number 1 fan or the number 2, Garrett and Phoenix called. I thought I should wait in line, but I don't know if they've already called or they haven't called, but I wanted to make sure I called. Maybe I'll start. We'll start number three, and then, you know, Gary can call next, and then Trucker Olive can be the number one after all of us. But I just want to say thank you. It was great. I wear it proudly. Although I have a question for the number three fan. So if you want to play the music, starting now.
Brick Fatter, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Brick Fatter?
Why do you call yourself Brick Fatty, Brick Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from the number three fan of the BFO for 2015, y'all. It is that Ed Candelabra from It's All About Mad. Ed, what you got?
My question is, what are my responsibilities for being the number three fan of 2015? Do I have to wait till the other two fall off the face of the earth to be number one? Do I have to do something special to the Big Fatty during the year? Do I have to get people's groceries or something? What is my job duty? No one explained it to me, so if you can explain it to me. I love you, Podcast. Have a great week, and this is your number three. Over and out. Bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all out, of course, is number three fan of the BFO for 2015. Y'all, that's that Ed from It's All About Med. And Ed, first of all, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And by the way, this is an excellent question. Excellent question. One that's never been asked of Big Fatty. Ed, it's really quite simple. I normally do not broadcast the specific duties of the different fans, but first of all, calling the BFO is one of the duties, and you have done that. That's more than I can say for the number two or the number three fan of the BFO, but that's one of the duties, and the only other duty of the number three fan of the BFO is to have a contest on your little show and make sure that you randomly draw Big Fatty's name.
Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, it's Tim Cormall, the number four fan of the BFO for 2015 and the patron saint. Hey, I wanted to call and leave you a message because I was listening to your little show and you were talking about buying airline tickets for the lost wages. Now, I learned this recently from a friend of mine, and I'm assuming this is true. I do not guarantee the accuracy, but apparently what the airlines do when you're shopping online is they store in the cookies on your computer what tickets you're looking for, so that if you don't buy them and you want to come back and check other prices, come back later, when you go back to buy the ticket, the price will go up because it knows that you're shopping for it. And they do that intentionally to make you rush to buy the ticket because you think the price is going up. But if you clear your cookies on your computer and do that search, you'll probably find the original price that you saw earlier. So just remember, when searching for airline tickets before you buy, always toss your cookies. Bye.
Yeah, I see y'all. That, of course, is Mr. Tim Cormall, the number four fan of the BFO for 2015 and the patron saint as well. And first of all, Tim, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. I haven't heard from you in forever, it's just always lovely to hear your voice. And this is excellent information that you've passed on. Big Fatty, it should have been done in a technology segment. It probably should have, but it wasn't. So Tim, I'm a and Big Fatty, I didn't know that you hid cookeries on the computer. Well, here's the problem. Here is the problem, y'all. I don't know how to clear a cookie. Big Fatty, you eat it. That's how you clear it. That's a different kind of cookery. I couldn't tell you how to clear the cookies on the computer. So, y'all, I don't know if this is true or and it's Tim said, it is, you know, the accuracy, he does not, he cannot verify the accuracy of this, but y'all, it sounds reasonable, because, you know, that's how they get you. That's how they get you. So, y'all, if you know how to toss your cookies, give Big Fatty a call and let him know, and we'll put it on a technology segment or something like that. But anyway, Big Fatty, I just hope nobody tosses their cookies on the cookeries on the Aeroplano, which we all know is Mexican for yes, Aeroplano.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Fart, it's Bacon. I just wanted to tell you, I just saw the cutest little man. So I'm, like, leaving work, and there's this little man, and he's really tiny and skinny and old, and you can tell that he's got, like, the typical male pattern baldness where he's got the hair around the edge of his head and over his ear. And then he's got this cute little toupee on. And I swear I wish I could have taken a picture for you. Anyway, so he has this little toupee on. And it was so cute because I swear it looked like a little piece of moss or something. It literally was like a greenish color or whatever. But anyway, he was adorable. So, there's a red one. Hit yourself, please. Make it count. Thank you. We played four bug. Ricky, it's Bacon. I just wanted to say, I really hope I'm not the one who sent you the text message on Christmas Eve that you looked at, to get that minor moving violation. Okay, that's all. Fart. Moving day is coming up. Are you getting nervous? I swear you better not screw up my birthday with this moving day business, because I'm expecting you to play all of my birthday wishes on your show on my birthday. So you better get it together. Thanks.
Big Fatty, is she okay? I don't know. Y'all, that of course is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. It was such a long call. I don't really remember what you were talking about. It was something about Big Ricky and getting a textimonium and getting y'all. Big Ricky got a ticket. He got a ticket for textimonium or something. Yes. So y'all don't textimonium and drive. I think he's having to do public service announcements or something along those lines. But oh, I know Miss Bacon was talking about the little old man with the green toupee. The green toupee. I appreciate you calling to tell me about that. I thought she was going to say that he reminded you of me, and because Big Fatty, I still have a little bit of hair. Big Fatty, not much. What am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. As far as interrupting the move, interrupting me playing the celebration of exiting the birth canal wishes for you on the little show, I don't see a problem with that, because I'm not moving. I'm packing boxes and all, but I'm not moving before the 3rd of March. So anyway, and I'm not quite sure when your celebration of exiting the birth canal is, but let's say if it was like on the 3rd of March, people would need to get me those wishes no later than noon on the tooth. But you know, that's just an example. Yes, Big Fatty, it's just an example. It's not like you know when the day is or anything. It's true. It's not. And y'all, I don't know if you notice this. And y'all, this is a very rare coincidence. And y'all, I can assure you it was not planned this way. But y'all, we just had a call from Ed Candelabra. We've just had a call from Mr. Tim Kumo, and we've just had a call from Miss Bacon. And y'all, if you've connected the dots, Big Fatty, or put the pieces together, something like that. You know, Ed Candelabra is the number 3 fan of the BFO for 2020. 2015. Mr. Tim Kumal is the number four fan of the BFO for 2015. And Miss Bacon is the number five fan of the BFO for 2015. So, y'all, we just had 3, 4, and 5 in a row. Big Fatty, go buy a lottery ticket.
Big Fatty. It's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, leaving the fat cave. That's right. Fat people were over helping you clean out the fat cave. And by clean out, I mean, well, I'll let you tell everybody what I was doing over there, because we'll let you edit that story, however makes you sound less horrifying. And also, I was picking up something. It's a little bit of nostalgia that you were just going to throw away, and that was the LFC sound effects keyboard, which many people probably remember from way back in the day when, you know, there was a sound effect for everyone. Kind of like, you know, the Pants Off Express or Simon the Uck or any of those people. And so you were just going to toss it out. But I just couldn't let that happen because, I could probably sell that shit on eBay. But two, the 10-year anniversarium of the LFC is this year. So as hard as that is to believe. So I couldn't let it go. I just couldn't. So I hope all of your listeners are fat. And y'all, he's got a lot of packing left to do. I mean, there are going to be weeks where there are no shows. That's all I'm going to say. You're fat. Me.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. And thank you for coming over and helping me dislodge that Volga movie out of the computer. Big Eddie, why'd you put it in your VRC in the bedroom then if it was so vulgar? Well, then never mind. And y'all, it's true. Vader did come over, and y'all, he did pick up the old sound effects keyboard. It's a relic, y'all, just like Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's the sound effects keyboard from the old Little Fatty Cast, because the 10-year anniversarium is coming up in June, I believe. And y'all, he's just you know some people that just got hold on to the past. Yes, Big Fatty, you've been holding on to 20 years worth of shit. That's your past. It's true. And, y'all, it's a lesson. It's a hard lesson learned. But Vader is correct in that I do have a lot to pack, y'all. I'm still in throw-out mode right now. I've packed some stuff, but I'm still in throw-out mode. Big Fatty, toss your cookies, too. Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, I just wanted to remind everybody that tonight, the 25th at 8 p.m. in the evening, y'all, it is the premiere. It is the premiere of The Survivor. And, y'all, this is the white-collar, blue-collar, no-collar season of that. And then it's going to be an hour-and-a-half kickoff show. And, y'all, then at 9:30 p.m. in the evening is an hour-and-a-half kickoff show of The Big Run. And that kicks off tonight. And, they're going to have those blind date couples that are competing this year. Big Fatty, it's a full night of yes. Oh dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely hump day. Y'all, I'm happy to report that Miss Kitty is all caught up with listening to the little show, and y'all, so he heard that I was going to need some help fixing the roll-top desk that old Vader tried to help me with, and y'all, he said he'd bring his chainsaw over. Big Fatty! Anyway, so Miss Kitty's gonna come over and help me with the desk and some electrical things over the weekend. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the girls from Nowhere and Christina. What do you like to watch on TV?
Shark Tank and Dancing with the Stars, and The Survivor.
Oh, don't forget The Survivor is tonight, 8 p.m. in the evening, Eastern.
leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.